Hare Krishna. Here's going to be a short podcast. As I'd mentioned, we have no internet at our place of residence, so I'm going to be loading this up through my telephone. I don't know how long that's going to take. I will find out. So I'll make this relatively short. Anyway, we've arrived safe and sound. Everything's very nice and comfortable, and particularly the weather is very nice. Sleep with an open window, well, not just open window, open door at night. There's no mosquitoes even. And during the day, it's very comfortable. It's warm, but it's not too hot. More or less just what the doctor ordered. Yesterday and the day before. The day before was Jayadeva Goswami's. Yesterday was Lochan Das Thakur's disappearance day. An opportunity for us to remember these Vaishnavas. And both of them very important Vaishnavas in the literature and literary circle of our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Jayadeva Goswami was a predecessor of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Lochan Das Thakur came after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, generation after. And of Jayadeva Goswami's works, Srila Prabhupada praises them, but qualifies that actually, aside from the Das Avatar Stotra, that Vaishnavas should not sing these songs in public. They're unfortunately, unlike that it's done, they're really very, very popular because of their beauty, because of their linguistic, their semantic, their bhavic perfection. Jayadeva Goswami's Gita Govinda is sung, but Srila Prabhupada said no, we should not sing this. Indeed, Gita Govinda is meant for Uttama Adhikaris, first class devotees. So if devotees have copy of Gita Govinda, then they should consult their spiritual master to ensure that they are sufficiently advanced in Krishna consciousness to be able to read it. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wanted to print Gita Govinda. It seems like it must have been out of print at the time. And when he asked Bhaktivinoda Thakur for permission, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, yes, you can print one copy for yourself. In other words, Bhaktivinoda Thakur didn't think that there were many people out there aside from his own transcendentally situated son who was qualified to actually read and appreciate Gita Govinda for what it is. And of course, Gita Govinda is not only famous for its esoteric subject matter, loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna, but as I mentioned before, because of its literary perfections, and so much so that it's appreciated by mundane people, by ordinary people as well, although they don't necessarily understand the true meaning of the content of Gita Govinda. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, along with Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy, he would taste the verses of Gita Govinda, not in the general public, but just with his most exalted associates. And some others like Chandidas and Vidyapati. And even to this very day, Gita Govinda is being sung to Lord Jagannath, and Devi Dasis enact the pastimes that are being described there. And that's Jayadeva Goswami. And Lord Chandas Thakur, Srila Prabhupada didn't put any stricture on listening to Lord Chandas Thakur's songs or singing them. In fact, he said Lord Chandas Thakur's songs are like those of Narottam Das Thakur, in other words, that they can be readily appreciated by all levels of Vaishnavas. And we also sing songs, especially I think everyone knows one song of Lord Chandas Thakur, Parama Karuna Bahundijana. Particularly, he composed songs about Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Very, very wonderful songs, very inspirational songs. We're fortunate to have such great literary persons in our sampradaya. On the other hand, one of the 26 qualities of a Vaishnava is that he is poetic. And Srila Prabhupada wanted his followers to be also poetic. Poetic means not just to compose poems, but to glorify Krishna in nice language, in nice literary style. And whether we speak about Krishna, we sing about Krishna, we write poems about Krishna, or books about Krishna, or articles, or internet articles, but it's it's the responsibility of every Vaishnava to glorify the Lord. Therefore, yes, we should all participate in that activity, tavakata amrita tapta jivanam, in which one certainly, regardless of one's expertise, certainly becomes dear to Krishna and dear to Krishna's associates, who very much appreciate when someone glorifies their Lord. And that's it today, and let me send this off and see how it works. Hare Krishna.